Well, always enjoy talking with wildlife biologist Brian Roll. Thanks for coming back on the show. How are you doing today?
Oh, doing great. Thanks for having me back, Adam.
Those that don't remember, Brian is the wildlife biologist for the DNR out of the Marquette office, and I am interested to hear your take first and foremost about the effects of this really Arctic blast that we've had for a couple weeks now, and how you think it's going to affect not only deer, but just wildlife in general.
You know, so far the winter has been just amazingly mild compared to our typical winters, particularly when it comes to the snowfall. And snowfall really plays a far bigger role in the health of our deer population than the temperature. Obviously, this prolonged snap, 10 to 12 days, whatever it was, below zeros, you know, it's not great for them, but given where they were coming into this cold snap, and we're on the downhill slide of February, and March is just right around the corner, I really don't think our deer herd has much to worry about. When I've been out looking at the deer themselves are looking to be in amazing shape. I'm not seeing any fuzzy-faced or puffy-faced fawns. And that's typically something you see even in a normal winter this time of year. And when I reference puffy-faced or fuzzy-faced fawns, what happens when they lose so much weight, the face, the hair actually turns and starts to make them have that fuzzy appearance, and that's an indicator of deer that are not doing so well.
We're talking with Brian Roll, wildlife biologist from the DNR out of the Marquette office. So let's jump into some of the management things that have transpired over the last few weeks here regarding the three snowfall zones in the UP and using them for management. And I guess it's been longer than a few weeks, but this concept was finally voted on.
Well, they've been tossed around since December. They kind of were pushed down the road January, and then again we're tabled for the February meeting. So the big things as far as affecting the UP is that they did approve a tiered system. So the UP has been kind of divided into three tiers based on snowfall, with the high being obviously in the north and the low being in the south down in Menominee County. So what has happened is that in the north zones, which is going to include 007, which a lot of your listeners hunt in 007, there is going to be a change. Last year they were allowed to use archery equipment to harvest an antlerless deer. Well, under this new system, they will not be able to do that in 007 or any of the high snowfall zone DMUs. However, any DMU where we will have some type of antlerless hunting, so those that like to hunt 152 or 252, you can take a antlerless deer with your archery equipment. And so that also plays the same as in the southern zone as well, but there will be a limited antlerless harvest in that middle snowfall zone across the Upper Peninsula. The other big thing is that they did reject the use of crossbows in the late season, so that'll stay the same. Hunter choice also stays the plan. I know that was debated in the buck harvest, whether we should have that hunter's choice availability with the combo license, but it has stayed the restricted license if you're going to purchase the combo license.
Well, I do want to talk about feeding regulations for whitetail deer as well that were voted on at the latest NRC meeting. And then I also want to get an update on where we stand with wolf management and the wolf management plan, the council, that kind of thing. So can we get a little more time from you?
You sure can.
Wildlife biologist Brian Roll with the DNR. Stay tuned. We'll continue right here on the Outdoor Show.